Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Wednesday, the 3rd of April. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we focus on living our lives in the power of the resurrection. For our Bible reading today, we turn to Luke chapter 24 and verses 13 to 35. The walk to Emmaus. That same day, two of Jesus' followers were walking to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles from Jerusalem. As they walked along, they were talking about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things, Jesus himself suddenly came and began walking with them. But God kept them from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing so intently as you walk along?" They stopped short, sadness written across their faces. Then one of them, Cleopas, replied, "You must be the only person in Jerusalem who hasn't heard about all the things that have happened there the last few days." "What things?" Jesus asked. "The things that happened to Jesus, the man from Nazareth," they said. "He was a prophet who did powerful miracles, and he was a mighty teacher in the eyes of God and all the people. But our leading priests and other religious leaders handed him over to be condemned to death, and they crucified him. We had hoped he was the Messiah who had come to rescue Israel. This all happened 3 days ago." Then some women from our group of his followers were at his tomb early this morning, and they came back with an amazing report. They said his body was missing, and they had seen angels who told them Jesus is alive. Some of our men ran out to see, and sure enough, his body was gone, just as the women had said. Then Jesus said to them, "You foolish people, you find it so hard to believe all the prophets wrote in the scriptures. Wasn't it clearly predicted that the Messiah would have to suffer all these things before entering his glory?" Then Jesus took them through the writings of Moses and all the prophets, explaining from all the scriptures the things concerning himself. By this time, they were nearing Emmaus and the end of their journey. Jesus acted as if he were going on, and they begged him, "Stay the night with us, since it's getting late." So he went home with them. As they sat down to eat, he took the bread and blessed it. Then he broke it and gave it to them. Suddenly, their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and at that moment, he disappeared. They said to each other, "Didn't our hearts burn within us as he talked with us on the road and explained the scriptures to us?" And within the hour, they were on their way back to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 disciples and the others who had gathered with them, who said, "The Lord has really risen. He appeared to Peter." Then the two from Emmaus told their story of how Jesus had appeared to them as they were walking along the road, and how they had recognized him as he was breaking the bread. Do you ever feel hopeless, as if you will never escape the trials you are going through? There have certainly been times in my life when it seemed very dark, and I wondered if the sun would ever rise again. As the disciples on the road to Emmaus discovered, hope can feel like a distant dream when our gaze is fixed on the wrong horizon. Luke's story reminds us that their journey from despair to hope is mirrored in our own lives when we focus on the resurrection. The dawn of hope comes as we understand, just as the disciples on the Emmaus walk did, that the promises of Scripture, the ones that speak of a great deliverance and the Messiah's coming, are all fulfilled in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Our sadness and despair are turned into joy and hope when we realize that Jesus' victory over death is also our victory. In your moments of despair or doubt, when life seems hopeless and as if it will never get better, remember the Emmaus walk. Turn your gaze towards the resurrection and let it fill you with hope. Allow this dawn of hope to illuminate your path today. As you reflect on these thoughts today, this question may help you. How can you shift your focus from the disappointments and sadness of life to the hope found in the resurrection of Jesus? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for another Battle Drill devotional as we look at living as a new creation in Christ by embracing the power of the resurrection.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.